We're on Daf Chaf Ches Omer Aleph. Now we're counting up from the bottom of the Daf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Mishnah Apostle Yain Bokaris had distinguished between a Machsheves Chutz Lemkomo, which passes the Karbon. But if someone eats from the Basar Karbon, in the case of Chutzlim Komo, he violates an Isur Lab, but he doesn't violate Isur Karis, as opposed to Machsheves Chutz Uzmano, which is your classical heavy-duty psul of Pigul. There, if someone eats the Basar, he's Chayv Karis. That was the distinction in our Mishnah. And now the Gemara asks, Minani Mili, how do we know that in both Machsheves Chutz Uzmano and Chutzlim Komo, the carbon is Pasul? But as far as Achiv Kares, in the case of Ochlo Mia Karbon, there is a distinction between Chutz Luzmano and Chutz Lumkomo. Amar Shmuel, Trey Kroik Siva, there are two psukim to teach us both Machsheves Chutz Luzmano and Machsheves Chutz Lumkomo. But Shmuel doesn't specify exactly what those two psukim are. Maihi, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah begins by quoting a pasuk in Parashas Tzav. It says, "Vayikra Zayin pasuk Yudches, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mipsar zevach shlomov b'yom hashlishi lo ye'rotze hamakriv oso lo yechoshiv lo pigul yev ha'nefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avono tisa." Now, one could have thought that this pasuk, hey ochel, ye ochel, is referring literally to someone who eats from the karbon. And if that be the case, the pasuk doesn't tell us anything about a machshava poseles to generate pigul. And the answer is that this pasuk is not talking about achila mamish, but rather he's talking about a machshava b'shas avoda, to eat from the karbon, Bayom Ashlishi, which would be Chutz Lizmano. Because in the case of Shlomim, which is eaten Shnei Yomim V'Laila, that means the day itself of the Akrova, plus the Laila afterwards, and the next day. But Bayom Ashlishi, that's already prohibited. And if the Machshava was to eat the Karbon Bayom Ashlishi, that's Machsheves Chutz Lizmano, and that generates Pigul. And the Basar Karbon becomes Pigul. So when it says, Bayom HaShlishi, Zeu Chutz Luzmano, Pigul Yeh, Zeu Chutz Lumkomo. In other words, according to the way Rabbah darshins this Pasuk, the word Pigul comes to include a Machsheves Chutz Lumkomo, not as far as the Chiv Karis if eat the Basar, but we're talking now about the Psul of the Karbon. And even though the Pasuk doesn't seem to indicate al pipshuto that it's talking about chutz lumkomo, we're talking about yom hashlishi, that's chutz uzmano. But nevertheless, since the words pigul yia, those two words, are superfluous, we use them as a ribui to include chutz lumkomo, that just like machsheves chutz lizmano b'yom hashlishi passes the karbon, so too a machshava of chutz lumkomo passes the karbon. And that's called an emeino inyan, which we've discussed in the past, that if the pasuk is not necessary and not justified in its place, then we expand the scope. And in this case, the pigul yia, which is superfluous, is coming to include a ribui for machsheves chutz lumkomo. And it's logical to assume that this ribui is referring to such a machshava, not to a different machshava like Shvichas Domo al Ritzpah or Tarova's Dam Psulim or any of that sort. We should be marvis something that's similar in the most striking way. So you have Chutz Luzmano, which is explicit in the pasuk, and Chutz Lumkomo is very similar to Chutz Luzmano. Both are Chutz. And the Gemara now darshens the end of the pasuk. It says, Va'nefesh ha'ocheles mimenu Avono Tisa. Now we're talking not about the psul of the carbon, which is equal in both cases of chutzus mano and chutzum koma, but rather to the isra achilas habasa once the korban was posel. And avono tisa means onesh kares, and that's going to be a discussion here on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. How do we know that avono tisa means onesh kares? That's going to be derived from Gzeirah Shavah, where elsewhere the Torah says avono tisa, and there it says explicitly kares. And even though this pasuk is addressing two types or two cases of psul machsheves, meaning chutzus mano and chutzum komo, nevertheless, the avono tisa, if you eat from the basar, there it says mimeno avono tisa, the extra word mimeno. Hanefesh ochelas mimenu, that's a mute. Echad, it's in the singular, velo shnayim. So it means there's no karis for both psulim, there's only karis for one of the two, vizeu chutz lizmano. And the mimenu is coming to mimai chutzum komo. So in both cases, the korban is posel, whether it's machsheves chutz lizmano, chutzum komo. In both cases, the basar is osur bachila. But as far as generating a chiv karis, when you violate the isra achila, that's limited to chutz lizmano and does not apply to chutzum komo. There's no onish karis, and that's derived from the mute of mimenu. So the Gemara now asks, V'ema, why not interpret it the other way around and say v'nefesh ocheles mimenu? In other words, the pasuk when it's referring before the meal to achiv karis of avonotisa because he ate from the basar, that's chutzum komo, and the mimenu limute is chutzuzmano, that there's no karis in chutzuzmano. So Gemara tries to answer this by saying mistabra, it's more logical to assume that the avono tisa is referring to chutz lizmano, because that's the opening part of the pasuk. The pasuk says beyom hashlishi, clearly addressing the case of a machsheves chutz lizmano. The pasuk bey, the pasuk opens with that. So the Gemara says, you know what? I'm not sure about your rule, because adrav chutzum komo adif tisamechle, since the chutz lizmano is written at the end of the pasuk. And that, we said, was derived from the words pigul yir, and immediately following pigul yir besamachle, continuous, it says hanefesh ocheles mimenu avono tisa, which is kares. So the Gemara is objecting that maybe it makes more of an appealing drasha, of a logical drasha, to assume that the avono tisa at the end of the pasuk is referring to that which immediately precedes it, which is pigul hu chutzum komo. So this question on Rabbah ends without an answer, and therefore Abaye is going to offer an alternative drasha, and this is going to be a drasha from Parshas Kedoshim, not from Parshas Tzav. So Parshas Tzav again is in Vayikra Zion, and Abaye is going to fast forward to a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Tes, two chapters later, and we're making a transition now from Parshas Tzav to Parshas Kedoshim. Elo Omer Rabba, Omer Abaye, Ki Asa Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Omer, and according to Girsa, he said in the name of Rav, Samich Adetani Tana, let's rely on the Tana of a Braisa. This Braisa also appears in Torah's Kodim, Parshas Tzav. But again, we're analyzing now the pasuk in Kedoshim, Kishu Omer. The pasuk says in Kedoshim, Hey Achol, Ye Achel Bayom Ashlishi, Pigul Hu Lo Ye Rotze. The Parashas Kedoshim to you, this is Vayikra Yutes Pasuk Zion. She'ein Tamalom, the pasuk is not teaching me Machsheves Chutzus Mano, which would have been the simple way of interpreting this pasuk, because it says again, "Bayom Hashlishi Sharei Kvar Nema." Because back in Tzav, we already had the parasha of him, "Hey Ochel Ye Ochel Mipsar Zevach Hashlomim Bayom Hashlishi," and that already addressed the case of Machsheves Chutz Lizmano. So, what's the subject of the pasuk in Kedoshim? And now we turn to Chav Ches Amid Beis. Kiminyan Koach, he says, "Im Eino Inyan L'Chutz L'Zmano, Tenehu inyan l'chutzim komo. So whereas the parsha in Tzav of Vayom HaShlishi is referring to chutzim mano, the parsha in Kedoshim, rather than be a repeat performance of Yom HaShlishi, is referring to chutzim komo. And it's telling me that just as chutz Machsheves chutz lizmano passes the korban, so to Machsheves chutzim komo passes the korban. But there's no kares. Even though you'll ask me the very next pasuk, we were studying the pasuk in Vayikra Yutes, pasuk Zion. Now fast forward to pasuk Ches, the very next pasuk, and it says V'ochlov Avono Yisa Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chil V'Nichris Sa Nefesh Ahime Ameha. So we're talking about an explicit chiyuv kares for the ochel, and it's logical to assume that since the pasuk that just immediately preceded it was talking through the eino inyan to a case of machsheves chutzim komo to pasul the korban, now if he ate from that korban pasul, he generates a chiyuv kares. Now, the truth of the matter is that this very next pasuk that we're focused on, in Pasuk Ches, is talking about Nosar. You know, we're not talking about a Machsheva Posels, we're talking about a Bosar that was left beyond its time. And if he eats the Bosar Nosar after its time allotment, then he's Chayav Kares. We're not talking here in the Pasuk about Bosar that was nifsal as a result of machshava poselus of chutzim komo. And if you'll ask me, how do I know that this pasuk is addressing nosar? The answer is go back one pasuk early. It says biyom ziv chachem ye achol mimachras. So you get the yom and tomorrow, but ha nosar yom hashlishi ba'esi sarif. Clearly, we're talking about nosar mamish. But umid rachmana. But in this context of Nosar, with regard to the Chiv Kares, there's a mute, and it says, V'ochlov Avono Yisa. And that means Bedafka, that means only one who eats Nosar's Chiv Kares, Limute, and this comes to exclude the case of Machsheves Chutzim Komo, that he's not Chiv Kares. So basically, to summarize this drasha, in Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra Yutes, if we look over the whole unit of Psukim, starting with Pasuk Hey and all the way to Pasuk Ches. So in Pasuk Hey, the Torah, you know, gives you the koteret, you know, the theme of this unit, the Chizku Zevach Shlomim Lashem Lirtzoncha Tismechu Biyom Zivchachem Yeochel Mimochras Vanosad Yom Ashlish Beishi Sarif. So those are Psukim Hey and Vav that clearly tell us that we're addressing the case of Nosar. And then in Pasuk Vav, the Im Ha'achol ye'achel b'yom ha'shlishi pigul hu lo ye'rotzeh. And we're darshaning that pasuk is referring to a machshov of chutz l'mkom to pasul the korban. Then it says in pasuk ches ba'ochlov avono yisa. Now we're talking about eating the basar and v'nichris ha'nefesh ha'im me'amea. So that pasuk vav is talking about Nosar. Pasuk Zion is talking about the korban that was nifsal idei machsheves chutz zmano based on the Yemenu Inyan that we discussed earlier. And Pasuk Ches, which clearly spells out an onesh kares for achila, we would have thought, the pashtus, that the pasuk on achilas Nosar generates kares. And not only that, that same pasuk should generate kares for a machsheves chutz koma that was written in the pasuk before. But the pasuk says ochlov, and we're darshaning ochlov as a mute to say that the onesh karis is only formulated ochlov in one of these cases, and that's the case of nosar and not the case of chutzim komo. Later on, the Gemara is going to try to slug that up and say, why not do it in the opposite way and say the chiv karis is on chutzim komo and not on nosar? The Gemara's question now is spelled out. The Ema, why not say the Ochlav Avono Yisa Zeu Chutzim Komo? And then when it says Ochlav Lim Ute Nosar Mikares, So it means the boss that became nifsal because of machsheves chutzim komo is the boss that's also machila bekares, whereas nosar is not bekares. In other words, we would have thought that the pasuk that generates kares is referring to both chutzim komo and nosar, but since the previous pasuk is referring to chutzim komo, and you have a miyud of ochlov, it would be more logical to assume that the chiyuv karis on the pasuk that comes immediately before it, which is pasuk ches, and that's referring to chutzim komo. But on the other hand, ein mikra yotzu de pshuta, the pashas in the pasuk, it's talking about no sarmanish. So therefore, we need ochlov to exclude one of them from a chiyuv karis, even though we could have assumed that both of them are chayuv karis. But the question is, which one are we going to exclude? So the Gemara says, "Mistabra nosar havile lukmei bikares." I have a powerful, compelling reason based on a logical analogy to assume that if I have to choose between nosar as a candidate for kares or Machsheves Chutzim Komo is a candidate for Karis, I would rather choose Nosar and assume that the Posuk is coming to establish a Chiyuv Karis feeding Nosar, and the Miud of Ochlov is coming to exclude Chutzim Komo from Karis. And the reason for that is in order to facilitate L'migmar to set up a Gzeres Shava of Avon L'chutz Lizmano. In other words, in the parsha of Machsheves Chutz Zmano back in Tzav, now we're turning the clock back to Tzav that we began with in Vayikra Zayin, where it says, "Va'nefesh ocheles menu avono tisa," and that parsha is talking about Yom HaShlishi, meaning Chutz Zmano. There, the Torah doesn't spell out what the exact punishment is. It just says in a more general sense, avono tisa. Whereas here, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says explicitly, Avono Yisa v'nichras ha'nefesh, that we know that Avono Tisa means kares. Now, we have an agenda here, so to speak, to establish a gzeirah shava of Avon Avon that's going to take us, or shall we say, link the two parashas together, parasha in Tzav, where we don't know exactly what Avona Yisa means in the context of Machsheves Chutz Zmano, and parashas Kedoshim, where the Torah spells out the Chiyuv Kares. Now, what we'd like to do is accomplish the following goal: to assume that in parashas Kedoshim, when the Torah spells it out, that Avono Yisa means Kares, v'nichrus ha'nefesh ha'hi me'ameho, it's talking about Nosar, such that now when I go back to the parsha of Chutz Lizmano, where it says Avono Tisa, and I don't know exactly what the nature of that punishment is, I'd like to set up an equation of Avon Avon between Nosar and Chutz Lizmano, so that it's very Gishmak, you know, it's very, attractive to take the position that the parasha in Kedoshim, when it spells out a Chiyuv Karis, is referring to Nosar, and then I can activate the Gzer Shova Avon Avon to teach me that the parasha back in Tzav, which is the parasha Machsheves Chutz Zmano, is also going to generate a Chiyuv Karis, and the word Avon there in that context means Karis. And why, what underlies or what compels me in that agenda, in that direction, to set up a gzer shava between Nosar and Chutz Lizmano? The Gemara says, the Damila, there's a double similarity between Nosar and Machsheves Chutz Lizmano. And that's called Bizman Ubama, which here I have it, Reshi Davis says Beis Zayin Beis, but it means Bizman Ubama. And In these two areas of halacha, there's an absolute equation between Nosar and Chutz Lizmano. Firstly, Bizman, meaning both of these psulim are generated because of chutzuzman. In the case of Nosar, the basar was delayed, the achilas basar was delayed until the next morning. In the case of chutzuzman, he had a machshava for the next morning. And not only that, but shneim noagim bebama. And this is based on a Mishnah later on Kuf Yud Gimel, that even with regard to a carbon that's brought in a bama, during the time of heter bamas, there are two different psulim that apply as they do in the Beis Abchir. They apply in a bama, namely psul machsheves chutzuzmano and psul nosar. So both these psulim apply in a bama just as they apply in Mikdash. And because of that striking commonality, similarity between nosar and chutzuzmano, we'd rather set up the gzeirah shava to teach mikares from nosar to chutzuzmano. So that even though you could have asked the question, who says that the kares here is on nosar, maybe it's on chutzum komo, but if you do that, then you're going to mess up this whole gzeirah shava. In other words, it's only if I assume that the avono yisa in Parshas Kedoshim v'nichrus ha-nefesh is referring to nosar, now I have this very, you know, striking comparison that would shed a light on the parsha in tzav of avono yisa in the case of chutzuzmano. Now, you could have asked the kasha, well, perhaps we can interpret nesias avon of chutz lizmano with a different gzeirah shava. The word avon appears elsewhere, and that's in Sefer Shmos, in an entirely different context with regard to basar kodshim shenitmu, and there is also b'achila, and there the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Ches v'nasa aron es avon hakodshim. So again, the word avon, now there in the context of achilas basar tamei, there's no chi of kares, it's only an iser, and we might have taken that word avon and used it for my gzeirah shava to that ambiguous parsha in tzav of chutz lezmano, which again the word avon is undefined, and now we're going to define it based on the avon of tumas basar, and it's going to be clear, therefore, that in the case of a basa, of a carbon that became possible due to a machsheves chutzuzmano, there's no kares. So the answer to that is that tumas basar is not in any way similar to machsheves chutzuzmano. There's no commonality. And therefore, I'd rather set up a gzeirah shava between nosar and chutzuzmano. But again, the only possibility of doing that is if we assume the parasha of Kares in Kedoshim is the parasha of Nosar. If, on the other hand, we're going to say that the parasha is Chutzum Komo, and now we're going to try to derive the Xereshava of Havon Avon, then we're going to have to ask the following question. Maybe instead of making this equation Havon Avon between Chutzuzmano and Chutzum Komo, why not say we should have an equation between chutz lizmano and tumas basar? Because again, there's no advantage here in terms of similarity. So we would not be able to answer the question of how do we get a similarity between chutz lizmano, chutzum komo, of zman and boma, because in the case of chutz lizmano, again, there may be a similarity to some extent. They're all both machshavos of chutz, but as far as both Zman and Bum is concerned, because the Gemara establishes later on that a Bama is called a Bama's Yachid, it has no mechitzos, there's no limitation of space or location, and therefore the psul of Chutz Limkomo is not even a Havamin in Bama. So that, again, if you're going to offer an interpretation of the pasuk in Kedoshim of Venichrasa is referring to Chutz Limkomo, then what you're going to end up is with a toss-up and a total ambiguous situation as far as whether to take the avon of Kedoshim of Venichrasa of in this Havamin of Chutz Limkomo, and use that as your comparison to your Gzeirah Shavah to the Avon in Parashas Tzav of Chutz L'Zmano, and then you're going to say that both Avons generate a psul, an Isur Chomer of Kares, and there's going to be no compelling reason to do so, insofar as the Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mkom are not similar. You know, once you're going with that, why not take the oven of Tumas Basar and then come to the conclusion that just like in Tumas Basar there's no Chiyuv Kares, so too in Chutz L'Zmano there's no Chiyuv Kares. So again, we would like to, and here's where our agenda is, to set up a Gzeirah Shavah between Nosar and Chutz L'Zmano, because both cases are similar, absolutely strikingly similar, both from the perspective of Zman and from the perspective of the Din of Boma. They're both possible of Boma. If, on the other hand, you're going to set up this Pasuk of the Avono Yisa V'Nichrus HaNefesh in Parashas Kedoshim as referring not to Nosar, but rather to Chutz L'Mkomo, then as far as the Gzeirah Shavah of Avon Avon, we're in total confusion over here. We may come to one of two conclusions, and both of them seem equally appealing. There's no advantage of either of them. One conclusion would be to say that both in Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo, there's a Chiyuv Kares. The other one would be to say that in, although in Chutz L'Mkomo there may be a Chiyuv Kares, but in Chutz L'Zmano, like the case of Tumas Basa, where it all says Avon, there's no Chiyuv Kares, there's only an Issa Lav. And basically, we're left with a toss-up over here. And perhaps the Gemara also feels a little bit inhibited about going that direction, because then it would turn out that Chutz L'Mkomo is more common than Chutz L'Zmano. The Gemara doesn't think that that's the case. So the Gemara now rejects this whole presentation. And the Gemara says, Adarab, Chutz L'Mkomo, Havile Lukmi Bekares. I have a vested interest, a more logical, compelling reason to say that the Pasuk of Kares is dafka referring to Chutz L'Mkomo, in order to set up a Gzeirah Shavah of Avon Avon Le Chutz L'Zmano, such that Gam Chutz L'Zmano would also generate a Chiyuv Kares for the Basar, the Dami Le, because both of them have a striking similarity. So before I was emphasizing the dissimilarity in the fact that that one is noeg b'bama, that's Chutz L'Zmano, with the other one, Chutz L'Mkomo, doesn't apply at all in bama. And in terms of Zman, I don't know the relationship between Zman and Chutz L'Mkomo, but the Gemara now flips it around and says, the Damile, we have a good, solid basis for this Gzeirah Shavah, Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo, b'migdash. Migdash is Rosh HaTevis for four different variables, four different elements of the equation between Chutz L'Mkomo and Chutz L'Zmano. Number one, Mem of Migdash is Machshava. They're both Psule Machshava, as opposed to the discussion we had before about Tumas Basar. Number two, Chutz L'Zmano, I'm sorry, number two is Kuf. Kuf means Ktsas. In other words, not only are they both Pasul in Machshava, that was the Mem, but they both have a similarity in what we call Miktas. So for example, if the Machsheves HaKohen was to have a Miktas Chutz L'Zmano, or to have a Miktas Chutz L'Mkomo, that would Pasul the Karbon. Number three, we have the Dalet, and the Dalet refers to Dam. They're both Psulim and Dam, as opposed to Basar. And number three, finally, the Shin is referring to Shlishi. In Chutz L'Zmano, the Torah says in Parashas Tzav, "Vimei ochel yochem v'psar zevach shalom b'yom ha-shlishi." And in Chutz L'Mkomo, the Pasuk says, "Vimei ochel yochel b'yom ha-shlishi." So we have four different similarities here between Machsheves Chutz L'Mkomo and Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano. Therefore, it's absolutely clear, you don't have this ambiguity. You can assume that the parasha of Vinichrusa in Kedoshim is referring to Chutz L'Mkomo, and use the Gzeirah Shavah to shed a light on Chutz L'Zmano, and they're both Chayv Kares. And forget about, don't be bothered by the question about Tumas Basar, because that's totally irrelevant. And you have no right now to push the agenda on Nosar, because although Nosar has a striking similarity with Chutz L'Zmano in two ways, in Zman and Bama, but nevertheless, Adif, it's better to equate chutzum koma to chutzum zman, because there's a similarity in four different dimensions. So now we're basically left up in the air. We don't understand, and we don't have any conclusive reason that compels us to interpret the pasuk in Kedoshim of the Chiyuv Kares of Nichrusa and Nefeshei Me'amea as referring to Nosar and not Chutzum Koma. So therefore the Gemara has to take a new approach to answer this question. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tani Zavdi Bar Levi. We have a transmission in the name of Zavdi Bar Levi to try to prove that the pasuk of V'nichrasa Nefesha Himeamel is referring to Nosar, and therefore Karis is in Nosar. Why the Asya Kodesh Kodesh? We have Gzeres Shavuot Kodesh Kodesh, and that's going to teach us that the parsha in Kedoshim of V'ochla V'avono Yisa V'nichrasa is referring to Nosar. Ksiv Hocha. Here in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, "V'ochlo v'avonu yiso ki es kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrasa," meaning that the iser of Nosar is the result of the fact that he didn't eat the kodesh in its allotted time. He let it go, and that's a chil of kodesh. But in any event, the word kodesh is here. And at the end of Sefer Shmos, with regard to Nosar, it says, "V'sarafta asad Nosar ba'esh lo ye'ochel ki kodesh hu." So now we have this gezeirah shav of kodesh kodesh, and therefore we're going to assume that just like in the parsha at the end of Shmos, "V'sarafta asad Nosar ki kodesh hu," it's explicit that we're talking about Nosar. So too in the parsha of Kedoshim, where it says, Eskodesh Hashem Chilel, again the word Kodesh, we're talking about Nosar. Malahalan Benosar, Afkan Benosar. So now the parsha in Kedoshim clearly refers to Nosar. And then it says, V'ochla v'avono yisa. That's a miut, if you recall, that the word ochlov means only the ochlim of this nosar. Umiyat rachmana gabi nosar vi ochlim avono yisa, that only ochel nosar is chayv karis, lim ute chutzlim komo mikaris, to exclude chutzlim komo. But again, how do you know that the miyut is chutzlim komo? Maybe it's chutz lizmano. Now, The Gemara is going to deal with the following drasha based on Parshas Tzav. And in Parshas Tzav, which says B'yom HaShlishi, was certainly explicitly talking about Machsheves Chutz Zmano. And the Gemara is going to assume that the words in Parshas Tzav, referring to B'yom HaShlishi, meaning Chutz Zmano, the words Avono Tisa, referring to Achiv Kares. And in Parshas Kedoshim, we're assuming that, as we interpreted before, Chutzum Komo, there is no Kares. Now, how do we know that the Parsha of in Kedoshim, that through the Amenu Inyan is referring to Chutzum Komo, does not generate a Chiyuv Kares? So Gemara says, "My chazis, now why did you decide that one pasuk in Tzav, that's in Vayikra Zayin pasuk Yud Ches, is referring to Chutzus Mano, and nevertheless the parasha in Kedoshim, where again it says Shlishi, that we're going to use the Ameno Inyan and we're going to refer to Chutzum Komo?" So the Gemara says that Kra Aricha, the pasuk in Tzav in Zayin Yud Ches, is a longer pasuk, and therefore we're going to assume it refers to Chutzus Mano. And the word Shlishi in the Parshin Kedoshim Tiyu is referring to Chutzum Komo. Why not assume that the longer pasuk in the parashin Tzav is referring to Chutzim Komo, and the shorter pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim is referring to Chutz Lizmano? And then we're going to say that Chutz Lizmano is excluded from Kares. Again, we have to emphasize that when the Gemara assumes that the parashin Kedoshim excludes Kares, I mean, it says Kares Mefurash, but that's already in a different pasuk. And the shorter pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim is the pasuk of Avonotiso without a chi of Kares, because it's only when we get to Nosar, which is the beginning of that parasha, and also it says Kares at the end of the parasha, that Kares is referring to the Isur Nosar. So again, basically the Gemara's question is as follows. You've got two parashios. You have Parashas Tzav and Parashas Kedoshim. You're assuming that Parashas Tzav is referring to Chutz Lizmano and Parashas Kedoshim of Chutz Lizmano. And therefore you concluded that in Chutz Lizmano you generate a Chiv Kares because of the Avonot Tisa, but in Parashas Kedoshim the Kares is referring specifically to Nosar and not to the beginning part of that, the previous pasuk in that parasha, which is referring to Chutz Lizmano. So now you derive the conclusion that Tzav with a Chi of Kares is referring to Chutz Lizmano, and Kedoshim with a Ptur Kares, an exclusion of Kares, is referring to Chutz Lizmano. Why can't I just switch it around? Why can't I just say the opposite, that the parasha where Kares is written back in Tzav is referring to Chutz Lizmano, and the parasha in Kedoshim, where we exclude Kares, that's referring to Chutz Lizmano? And we'll come to the exact opposite conclusion. So the Gemara tries an answer, but it doesn't work. At the end of the day, we're left without this trust. We're going to need Rava's help soon. Mistabra, Aricha b'Chutz Lizmano, the pasuk that we said was a long pasuk, that's a pasuk in Tzav, is referring to Chutz Lizmano. Why? Because since Kares is not explicit there, we're going to be able to fill in the missing blank and answer the question what the Torah had in mind by Avono Tisa through the mechanism of the Gzereshav of Avon Avominosar. And the reason why we have the agenda, as we discussed earlier, to assume that the Avon in the parasha of Nosar, where it says explicitly V'nichrisa, is to be linked up through the Sefer Shah with the Avon in parasha Tzav of Chutz Lizmano, and that's because the Domile B'Zman U'Bama. And if on the other hand we were to interpret the longer pasuk in parasha Tzav as referring to Chutz Lizmano, we would not be able to derive a clear-cut logical gzereshav to Nosar, because there's no dimyon between Chutz Lizmano and Nosar. And although we did create a dimyon, an equation between Nosar and Chutz Lizmano, and also an equation, a similarity between Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lizmano, but we never came up with any sort of equation between Chutz Lizmano and Nosar. And therefore, if we want to end up with some logical, cogent Gezeirah Shavah of Avon Avon with integrity, we're going to have to assume that the parasha back in Tzav with the unspecified, or shall we say ambiguous, Avon Yisa is referring to Chutz Lizmano, and then we can take the Avon Yisa, fill in the missing blank from the Gezeirah Shavah to Nosar, because of the striking similarity again between Chutz Lizmano and Nosar. Adarav, the Gemara rejects this answer. Aricha the pasuk aruch, which is the pasuk in Tzav, it makes more sense to assume it's Chutz Lizmano, and therefore, when it says Ushlishi the Kedoshim Tiyu, because in Kedoshim, in Vayikra Yates, it says V'im Hayochel Yochel B'Yom Ashlishi, it makes sense to assume that that's a case of Chutz Lizmano, Mishum D'domile, Somche V'Komemayitle. Chutz Lizmano is similar to Nosar. It makes sense that the two subject matters should be put together in one parasha. So since we know that the framework, the basic impetus of Parashas Kedoshim is Nosar, that's the basic theme of the parasha, we have one pasuk which we don't know how to interpret it, we might as well interpret it as chutzas mano, because that's strikingly similar to the primary context here, namely the theme of nosar. And if that be the case, the mute that tells me that nosar is chayv kares, but not the ofel of oniyisa, that's coming to exclude chutzas mano. And then we go back to Parashas Tzav and assume that in Parashas Tzav, the Torah is referring to Chutzim Komo, and there you get Kares. So basically, we end up not in a, you know, dead end alley here. Elam Arava, Rav wants to suggest a different drasha. Kulu, in other words, what we're talking about, Chutzim Mano, Chutzim Komo, both of them together, Mikra Aricha Asyan, they come from one long pasuk. And that one long pasuk is going to teach us chutz lezmana with a chiyuv kares, and chutzim koma without a chiyuv kares. And where is this pasuk? We're back in Parshas Tzav. Let's read it again. The chsiv, the im, hey achel. Now, you know, Rav is going to go through every single piece in this very long pasuk. It says, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mipsar zerach shlomov v'yom ha'shlishi lo ye'rotze ha'makrov oso lo ye'choshev lo pigul yeh v'nefesh ochel esmenu avonu tisa. So here's a braisa that Rava quotes that goes through every single phrase in the pasuk. He'ochel ye'ochel b'shtei achilos ha'kosu medaber. The Torah is referring here to two achilos at the time of machshava b'shas avodah, on one of two achilos of a carbon, and a machshav of either one of them passes the carbon. Echad achilos adam, when he has a machshav of eating the bas or liachar zmano, the echad achilos mizbeach, and also aktaras imurim liachar zmano. Both cases, it becomes pigul. Now, the Gemara doesn't spell out a third case, which is included in the parasha pigul. And that's the case of Choshev Lizrok as Adam Liachar Zman. But I guess Zman, Adam itself, is also considered Achilas Mizbeach. So that we have these two Achilos, Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach. And the Machshava of Chutz Lizmano applies to both of them. Either he had a Machshava to eat the Basa, the carbon Chutz Lizmano, or he had a Machshava to be Makhtir, the Emurim Liachar Zmano. And in both cases it becomes Pigal. Now we go on in the Pasuk. The pasuk says mipsar zevach shlomov. There's a hekesh here between zevach, which is a generic term for all karbonos, and shlomim. Mashlomim mefaglim umispaglim af kol hamispaglim hamefaglim umispaglim. And this is coming to exclude certain categories of menachos. We'll talk about three categories of menachos, which are to which you cannot apply the principle of mispaglim. But before we get to that, let's just go back and understand, appreciate the hekesh between zvachim and shlomim, and that's called mefaglin umispaglin. In other words, the dam is the mafagel. Notice he has the machshav b'shas avoda of the dam of chutzis mano, and that makes the carbon pigul, and that's mispagel, which means the basar. Again, whether or not it's basar lachilus adam murim lachilus mizbeach is mispaglim. They become pigul as a result of machshavas avodas adam. So that's a mafagel and a mispagel. The mafagel is the dam, and the mispagel is the basar. And this is what we call echad matir v'echad nitar. There's the two parts to every carbon. There's the matir, which is the dam, which is matir, the basar, bachil, that becomes the nitar. So the machshavas avod of the matir, in a case of chutzis mano, that's going to make the nitar, the basar, into pigul. And that's going to apply from the hekish to shlom, of shlomim to all karbonos, where they both have the matir and the nitar. But the exceptions to the exclusion of these three menachos. What are these three menachos? Is minchas kohen. Notice the kohen brings a mincha, whether it's an adav or a chiyuv, that's called minchas kohenim. And in such a case, the entire mincha is niktar al gabi mizbeach, so there's no matir in nitar, there's nothing from this mincha that you eat. Then you have minchas kohen mashiach, which is otherwise known as chavite kohen gadol. Once again, the entire mincha is gone. There's nothing left to be matir. And then we have minchas nesachim, which is also kulay matir without a nitar. It's kulay mefagel without a nispagel. And therefore the din of pigel doesn't apply in these cases of mincha, these three menachos, because these three menachos don't have both a mefagel and a mispagel. Then we go on in the pasuk by Yom HaShlishi, Zechutz Luzmano. In other words, the pasuk here is referring to a machshav of Chutz Luzmano, because Yom HaShlishi means the third day of a Shkita, which is considered even in the case of Shlomim to be Leachar Zmano. And then it says Lo Yiratzeh. Now the word Ritzu is usually a reference to Zrika. The Zrika it contains the Iker Kapar and the Ritzui. That's the last Avoda. And that's the Avoda that's Mater the Achila. So when he does the Zrika, the Baal Korban fulfills his Chova. That's called Ritzui. And here the Torah says, Lo Ye Ratza, meaning that the Zrika of this Korban with the Machsheves Pigol is not Maratza. Now since this is written in the language of Hotzah, right? Of Hotzah. I'm sorry. Since this is the hour is late. Since this pasuk is written in the language of Artzah, right? Ritzui. And we're talking about a carbon pasul to say Lo Yiratzeh. Now, we're saying that the carbon is pasul. It says with regard to the carbon, that it's a carbon that would have been kosher, but now it became posel. Says the Gemara, Hartzos kosher, kain hartzos posel. So we have a lo yiratzeh in a carbon posel, and we're talking about a carbon that would have been kosher if not for this hartzah. And that's going to set up an equation between Hartzos kosher and Hartzos posel, Uma Hartzos kosher. It's not called Hartzos Achi Akrivu Kol Matirov. Okay, Kol Matirov, which means you need four avodos of Shechita, Kabbalah, Loch, and Zrika in order to set up the matirs. Af Hartzos posel, Achi Akrivu Kol Matirov. In other words, the pigol is set up, is activated only after the entire series is done, meaning with the Zrika, and the Zrika of the Dam with the Machsheves Pigel is what clinches the Pigel. Now, let's say he had a Machsheva at the time of Shechita, of Machsheves Pigel, and then he never did any of the other Avodos, let's say Nishpach Adam, then Batel HaPigel. Pigel only applies like Hartzos Kosher, where he did all four Avodos. So Pigel depends upon the Zrika, meaning if in the earlier Avodos, let's start with Shechita, he had a Machsheves Pigel of Chutz Lizmano, now the status of this Karbon, as far as Pigel is concerned, is totally the Omed, it's up in the air. And we have to see if he'll go through with all the Avodos HaMatir. If, let's say, he is abruptly, stopped, and he's not able to do the Avodas HaMatir of Zrika because, let's say, the dam got lost, it was spilled, then the pigel is batel, and there's a long Mishnah Melchit to discuss how that operates. Again, finally getting to the last part of the Pasuk, it says HaMakriv in the Pasuk. Right, let's just go over the words of the pasuk. It says, "Vim heyachal yeyachal mibsar zevach shlom yom shlishi el yirotza hamakriv oso." And hamakriv is coming to tell you that behakrova hu nifsal v'eino nifsal b'shlishi. That if he has a machsheves chutz lizmano at the time of the akrova to eat it biyom hashlishi, that's going to generate pigul. But if there's a psul b'shlishi mamish, in other words, if he went ahead and he left the carbon till yom hashlishi, but there was no psul in the hakravas hakarbon, then it's not considered posul mafreya. In other words, let's say, for example, he would eat the carbon on yom hashlishi. That's not going to posul the carbon mafreya. And then the Brisa continues and says oso. That's the next word in the pasuk. Hamakriv oso is bezevach hakosav medaber veinu medaber kohen. There's a very strange halamina here, and the Brisa is coming with this drash lafuke that perhaps we mafkia the kohen status. He becomes posel as a result of this, you know, violation in which he had a machsheves. So the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that Nifsal is only the Oso, the person, but not the Kohen himself. I'm sorry, Oso means the carbon itself, but not the Kohen himself. The Kohen himself, the person, doesn't become Posel through his Machsheves Pigul. And again, I'd be wondering what this Havamina was all about. I mean, I don't know if we're talking about a Mezid or a Shogeg. If it's a Mezid Nicha, but in any event, then the next part of the pasuk says Lo Yechashev, and here we're turning to Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. And what do we derive from Lo Yechashev? Lo Yeorev Bo Machshavos Acheros. In other words, if in addition to Machshavos Pigul of Chutz Zmano, he also had another Machshava Poselas, let's say Chutzim Komo, then the carbon doesn't become Pigul. And there's a mission about this on Chav Tes Amud Beis. Then it says Pigul. And that was again in Eino Inya was extra in the pasuk Zeh Chutzim Komo Machsheves Chutzim Komo, and that tells you that in Machsheves Chutzim Komo it's also like Pigul in the sense that the carbon is posel. But then it says Yia now is a singular word that's referring to plural to both psulim of Machsheves Chutzim Zmano Chutzim Komo. And this year has some sort of ribui to, in a sense, integrate both Machsheves Chutzim Zmano Chutzim Komo together. Melamed Shemitztarfim Zem Zeh. The chiddush here is that, let's say, for example, you had a Machsheva to eat a half a Zayis Chutzim Komo, which in itself would not passel the carbon, but then he had a Machsheva of Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Zmano, the carbon becomes passel. We're going to integrate these two Machshavas, each one on a half a Zayas, as if he had a Machshava for an entire Zayas. And then finally, V'anefesh ha'ochelos mimenu avono yisod. The word mimenu is in singular. So we've just linked together Shalom b'zman, Shalom b'mkomo, Chutz b'zman, Chutz b'mkomo, as far as the shear of Kezayas. But now we have a mute with regard to avono tisa, which means that this pasuk is talking about two psulim, and yet it says avonu tisa only with regard to one of them. So the punishment is with regard, the psul is for both of them, but the punishment is for one of them. Echad v'lo shnayim v'yeis, and which one are we going to exclude, and which one are we going to include? So we're going to include in mimenu chutz zmano, and we're going to exclude mimenu l'me'ute chutz l'mekomo. And why is it more logical to assume that when it says avonu tisa, it's not referring to chutzim koma, but rather this punishment is chutz lizmano? After all, it doesn't say explicitly what the sin was, and you're telling me the sin here was chutz lizmano. How do you know that? And the Gemara answers, "Digomar avon minosar, didomile bi zman uboma." We have the Gezeira Shava of Avon Avon that's going to tell me that just like in the parish of Nosar, the Torah says that V'nichus HaNefesh Ahi Me'ameha, so too we're in this parish of Avon Otisa, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Kares, so the Mimenu here, which tells you about a Chiyuv Kares, is going to be referring to chutzlus mano, not the chutzlum kohen. That's because of the equation or the gzeres shava to between chutzlus mano and nosar, because those two are strikingly similar in zman and bama. So it turns out that we're going to learn a gzeres shava of doma midoma. Whereas if we would say that avonu tisa is referring to chutzum komo, then we would have a gzeres shava from nosar to chutzum komo, and that there's no doma zelaz at all. There's no similarity here. Doma midoma. Now, after Rav's long presentation, Rav Papa asks the following: Omale Rav Papa le Rav lididach. According to you, that we derive the din of chutzus mano plus the din of chutzum komo from that pasuk, that one single pasuk in Parashas Tzav. If that be the case, then when it says im heyochel yochel meyom shlishi biyom shlishi pigul hu lo yiratze, and that's in Parashas Kedoshim, my darshi be. You know, you've already learned both chutzus mano and chutzum komo from the pasuk in Tzav. What are you going to do with the Yemeno Inyan and Parshas Kedoshim, where it also says Bayom HaShlishi? What is that coming to? Ha'umi Boile says, Rabbi, I need that L'makom She'e Meshulash B'dam B'basar U'bei Murim, that a Machshav of Chutzim Komo only passes when you have a Machshav to eat the Basar, or again to be Zorik the Dam or Makta the Murim, B'makom HaMeshulash B'dam. What's a makom ha-meshulash b'dam, b'basar, u'bei murim? Meaning that you have all three, dam, basar, and imurim. Those are all available for a psul in the case of chutzlim komo. And what is this coming to exclude? When it's royalish for all these, we'll call them mitzvahs, you know, the mitzvah of the Zrikas Adam, the mitzvah of Achilas Habos, Achilas Odo, the mitzvah of Tosi Murim. Then we have a psul of Chutzum Komo. But what's excluded here? He says, V'ein b'chal ze'el ha-mokom she'chutz la'azara. So Chutzum Komo means outside the Azara. But so we're not talking about chutz lazor now, but inside the heichal, that's also chutzum komo. That doesn't passel the carbon. The heichal is not considered a makom ha-meshulash bedam because there's no aktar say murim, there's no achilas habos in the heichal. It just doesn't. It doesn't exist. So the Gemara now asks the following question: Tepuklei, why not derive that, you know, your requirement of Mokum Meshulash Mikra Kama from the original pasuk back in Tzav? Because now Rava is darshaning the entire pasuk here in Parshas Tzav, but what about the pasuk that says Im Heochel Yeochel? There, although we're not talking about chutzum komo, but rather chutz luzmano, but mida apke rachmana b'loshen shlishi, since the Torah went out of its way to use the language b'yom ha-shlishi, we can also derive chutzum komo, which is also written in this pasuk according to the drash that we went through. And we need a machshava on a makom that's meshulash. So Rav Ashi answers this question. He says, "Amritu lishmato kami derav matana." Amar Li, he gave an answer to this question. You cannot learn the din of makom meshulash from the first pasuk. Why ime hasam? If you derive from there, Havamina, I would have said that we should darshan on the words the ime heyochel yochel mitzar zevach shom yom ashlishi. Lo yeratza makrav oso liyachosh lo pigul yeh, through the mechanism of what's called prat uklal, that it says shlishi, that's a prat, which means you need a makom meshulash dafka, not the heichol, and it says pigul, which is a klal, meaning that we're not going to limit it dafka to machsheves chutzum komo to the yazara, not the heichol. Nasa klal mosav al prat this rabu. Shar Makomos. We have a principle called klal, and then we have a klal that's mosif on the prat. So as you started with the prat of shlishi, that indicated dafka azara, but then you had the klal of pigul, and the klal is now being mosif al prat visrabu shar makomos, to come as a rebbe for all makomos. In other words, chutzim komo includes not just makom shulash, but everywhere else. Kamash bolon. Therefore, we need the second pasuk to teach me biyom shlishi that's dafka mishulash bedam basar ube'emur. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here.